Okay, hand over. We have Jan. Yeah. If I got that right.
Hello? Okay, now it works. My name is Jan Sedorf. I'm presenting requirements for vertical handover of multimedia sessions using SIP. I'm not an author of this draft. I'm presenting on behalf of the authors. Can you hear me okay? Is that good? Better? Is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay, better. So I'm presenting on behalf of the authors who are listed there. And since the previous version, there have also been some comments, so there are some acknowledgments to people who helped improving the draft. Next slide, please. Ah, okay. So what is this work about? This work considers terminal mobility as opposed to session mobility. As a reminder, session mobility has been considered in SIPping. Session mobility means that a user is actually moving from terminal to terminal, trying to maintain a session, whereas terminal mobility means that a terminal is actually moving across different access networks and tries to maintain a session using vertical handover. So there's a reference here to the session mobility work in SIPping. This is now in the IFC editor queue. There have been some comments at the last ITF when I presented that terminal mobility could be considered as a subcase of session mobility. I think that was a comment from Henning. Even so, if terminal mobility is a subcase, there are still some special requirements for terminal mobility, such as vertical handover, fast switching. So these are exactly the special requirements that are considered in this draft. So this draft, let me point out again, also considers just requirements. It discusses some solutions, but the core scope of this draft is requirements for terminal mobility. Okay, next slide. So here you have the reference scenario, which is in the draft. It's basically the classic SIP trapezoid, where you have two corresponding hosts and a mobile host. And the mobile host is connected to its proxy using potentially different access networks. And you see the mobile host here on the lower left. And the mobile host can move and then connect to its proxy using different access networks while moving. So the idea of a vertical handover is to maintain a SIP session while moving among different access networks. And the requirements considered in this draft are how such a vertical handover can be done using SIP on the application layer. This is the scope of this draft. Next slide, please. So I presented this draft already at ITF 72, and there were some comments which have been addressed in the current version. So there was a comment, I think, from Henning, to add some reference to the history of SIP mobility in the SIPping working group and the discussion in the ITF. This has been done, and there have been added some references. Also, the definitions of terminal mobility and session mobility have been added. There have been taken some definitions from a research paper. Also, I think this was a comment from Christer last time, if the draft considers the work in 3GPP that is done on this. And also references have been added there. There have been added some clarifications that this draft addresses terminal mobility and the special requirements just for this. Also there has been added an explanation how this draft relates to the session mobility work that has been done in the ITF so far. And some reference has been added regarding mobility management approaches on different levels. Next slide. So the objective of this work is basically to address the special requirements of terminal mobility using SIP and to document them. And in addition, to provide a comprehensive references of related work regarding such requirements and in order to avoid duplication of work. Next slide. So the proposal of the authors is to open the door for people who are interested in following this work to basically form a design team. I have gotten some mails from Ashutosh Dutta, and also Henning Schulz is interested in participating. participating in such a design team. So such a design team could then have conference calls and continue this work and present again at ITF 74. So this is a question to the working group. So shall we ask this now, or
So you want to assess the level of interest and if somebody wants to work with you on that, right?
Well, the authors said basically they would like to form a design team to continue this work. And the question to the working group is this meaningful? Does the working group want...
Well, but I mean, before forming a design team, we would need to agree to work on that. And
right, exactly.
Things,
so that's the question.
Exactly. So I guess we can do, you know... Yeah, I mean, raise hands so that, you know, who wants to work with you on that. And
exactly.
Okay, so please, you know, raise your hands if you would like to really work on these issues together with them and help them actually, you know, put together some proposal for work on this area. Not him, I mean, like, if you could.
Okay, I see.
Do we have, like,
two,
a couple
three
of
hands?
Guys? Yeah, two, three guys.
Two, three guys?
John?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I'm interested in this problem space. I can't at the moment commit to putting resources into it, but it is of interest, and we will certainly look to see whether we can.
Fair.
But I can't commit.
Okay. So please, all of... Yeah, Salva.
I'm also interested on this issue. And to answer... okay, you said that you have also answered Chris's question. I have read the draft that it's not so right. You have just insert a reference.
Right, exactly, just references.
Yeah, but the idea was to show already what is done in 3GPP and to better understand then what is already done in there. In this way, we, let's say, don't force the people to go to 3GPP spec and read.
Okay, so your comment is basically to the authors to provide more detail, a summary of the 3GPP work?
Yes, because the idea is try to avoid to develop different mechanism or mechanism that don't work each other.
Okay, we're running out of time. So basically, I mean, you identified a few individuals that they would like to work with you on that. So please, you know, get together with them. And yes, Dan.
Dan York relaying for Saverio Nicolini, one of the authors of this, who just wanted to comment to folks in the room to let them know that this draft does have a number of authors, plus Henning, plus a couple other folks who are also interested. There's a team of folks who would like to create a design team, so they do appreciate other folks from this room as well. But just wanted to let them know.
Excellent. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. We're going to be going like 5 minutes over time because we have the last presentation. Oh yeah, we're finishing at 11:30. Ah, okay. Yeah, then we have plenty of time, actually.
So, I mean, maybe since we have time, can I just ask this question? Does the Zipping Working Group agree on the requirements? Who's read the draft, by the way? Hans?
I mean, we already took the question. There's two people that have read the draft, three people that want to work with you, so I don't think we are ready to do anything else at this point.
Good.
And I think it's great that you got at least four or five people to work with you, so I think it's a really good outcome. Okay. Thank you.